Welcome to the annual District Transaction Tax Citizens Oversight Committee meeting, or as we are more commonly referred to, the Mazur Q Committee. Let the record show that all committee members are present. Mike, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, I would. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Since this is our first televised meeting, I want to briefly explain who we are and why we're meeting today. In November of 2006, the Morro Bay voters overwhelmingly approved a 0.5% increase in the sales tax to improve local services. During the year prior to the election, the city conducted a number of surveys. The voters indicated in those surveys that they would approve an increase in the sales tax as long as the money was set on their four priorities, which were replace the fire station, improve public safety, upgrade the quality of the streets, improve the storm drain system to avoid polluting the bay. Included in the comments section of those surveys were concerns that the money might be used for administrative salaries and benefits. To alleviate this concern, the City Council included in the initiative language to form a Citizens Oversight Committee. Our task is to meet once a year and do a detailed review of how the additional sales tax dollars are spent. If, in our opinion, the money was spent in ways that we felt were contrary to the voters' intentions, our job is to make the City Council and the public aware of it. This is our fourth year of reviewing the Mazur Q expenses. Do any of the other committee members have any comments?
No.
Members of the public that would like to address the committee on the business matters may do so at this time. Seeing no members of the public at all, I close the public comment.
Hardware for discounts of city purchases. Did anything come of that?
Yes, Miners Hardware does provide us with, it's not necessarily a government rate, but it is a business rate. And so we do get a discount from what your average person going in.
Great, thank you, Susan.
Mrs. Slayton, would you like to discuss B1?
Yes, thank you very much. This will be the review of the fiscal year 2010-11 unaudited transactions from the collection of the general purpose sales tax, commonly known as Measure Q. And I have provided some detailed reports about the activities for the 2010-2011 year, and we can review those, and you can provide me with any comments you have. That'll go for your report to council.
Want to start, Mike?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions. First of all, on page 14, entry dated 7/23/2010. $3,693.60 for CalPERS survivor benefits. Curious as to what that represents.
That's the total dollar for that check that we wrote to CalPERS. The amount of money that actually affected Measure Q is $45.04. And that is one of the benefits that we have with PERS. It is a fourth level survivor benefit. I didn't bring my PERS manual to tell you what that means. Okay. I'll have to get that information for you.
Could you do that and email us? So there are several levels of survivor benefits?
Yes.
And then a follow-up, then how is that decision made with regard to what level we choose for the employees? Is that through the council?
That would be something that would be negotiated with the labor unions and then ultimately approved by council.
Okay. The other one that I have is on page 18, an entry in the amount of $1,029 It has a title OPEB and it refers to liability and reserve adjustment for fiscal year.
To pay for your current retirees, and that's your OPEB obligation for the year. You then place that in a liability account. In our case, we actually fund it. And so each of the departments pays their share. That $1,000, $1,029, is for the firefighter that's being paid in the Measure Q fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions, Mike?
That's all I've got.
Barbara?
Yes, one quick question, please. If this is the appropriate place. We did discuss last year about the potential for maybe long-term not relying on so much labor costs in the Measure Q, maybe getting the labor personnel-related costs out of there. And can you comment on the trend? It appears that it's the same going up a little bit, or has there been any other movement recommendations with respect to that?
Actually, at this time, we have the one firefighter that's in the Measure Q fund, and the general fund's in a situation where the general fund would not be able to assume that person. But the good news is that the firefighter that's been hired is at the second tier benefits.
Okay.
And so that's been a savings for the Measure Q fund.
Okay. So there's no other part-time employees or overtime or anything else that's primary
no.
like that?
No.
Okay.
No. You may have noticed that there was some engineering time that was charged mm-hmm. in there and it was journaled out.
Okay.
And I left
okay.
them in there just so that you would see it.
Okay.
Because from a transparency point of view, I could have deleted those items and you wouldn't have known, but if you would have asked me later on, oh, could you send me this and you saw it, you would have thought, well, wait a minute, that wasn't on my first page. So I left it in there.
Okay.
It was, and yeah, they were zeroed out. No one is to charge other than the firefighter.
Okay. And then a follow-up to that is more from a personnel management perspective. Is that employee treated the same as all others and not in a class by him or herself or, you know, in terms of promotions and layoff or downsizing or anything? We wouldn't want to, I would think we would not want to see one employee have different, lesser, more rights with that respect.
He is absolutely treated the same. The only difference is that he's paid from a different place.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any more?
No, that's all I have right now.
Wayne?
I did have a question on page long enough to, you know, so I didn't know if we ever decided on ordering signs because I did see some up.
And I'll have to defer that to Mr. Woods.
We've got signs. Mr. Woods, would you be kind enough maybe to
sure.
move that?
Display it for the camera.
So was that was
the
that
camera actually, can see it now in this one.
Okay.
I can show you.
Great. Was that actually the money for
that,
those signs then?
That must yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We go Measure Q monies for the signs.
Okay.
We'll hope to get a couple more.
Okay.
For the upcoming projects.
Okay. And so that was just for those signs, no other types of signs?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan?
No, not on this item. Thank you.
No, but any other, do you have any, Elaine, are you finished?
Yes, no, I'm fine.
Dan, do you have any comments or questions?
No.
Okay. I've just got one. In going through the transaction report, I noticed that there were 16 little invoices totaling a little over $15,000 for supplies for streets. And I'm assuming that those supplies were repairing potholes and things of that nature.
Mr. Woods, can you respond to that?
Can I step up to the microphone?
Yes.
Good afternoon. Which receipts were they again? Let's see if I have the right list.
Well, they start on page
19.
Go through page 20. There's 16 of them. They're asphalt mix, equipment rentals from Oasis,
right.
You know, things of that nature. They're all relatively small, and I'm assuming that they are for pothole repair.
Exactly. They would be part of the supplies to man the in-house crews to handle potholes. And also, we had some projects that were teamed up with the local contractor for just for a matter of sharing resources and minimizing the expense.
Well, so here's the actual question I really have, is that how is it determined on these pothole type of, you know, repairs and expenses, whether it's in a general fund expense or a major Q dispense? What's the process that you go through to make that determination?
Well, this year it's pretty easy because we don't have any operating money for Measure Q. Brass gutter project came into light, and we figured we're not going to commingle at that point. We've got a lump sum left in the Measure Q allocation, and it went out to bid. And the expenses you'll see was basically Williams Concrete, who got awarded the bid.
Oh, I wasn't talking about...
So up to that point, the miscellaneous expenses were directly for potholes, sidewalk, safety, and gutters. And that's the allocation in the Measure Q at that time. This year, you're running all your money into the capital, basically into the pavement management plan. So we're supplementing the pavement management plan this year. From the previous year, you had operating monies up to about $140,000, I believe.
Because there are transactions in this year for some small amounts like that.
Well, I said this year, those small amounts will be attributed to our pre-site preparation for the pavement management plan.
I just am concerned that, you know, we're not, the general fund's not creeping into the Measure Q funds. You know, which has been a concern for a long time.
No, and that's a struggle we have operationally, that we know where if we don't have any money operation for streets to the point where we need to, and we're not working Measure Q money on the pavement management plan, then we're doing something else, probably a storm drain or something like that that's general fund funded.
Thank you.
Certainly.
I don't have any more questions. Did anybody have any amendments? Really, no, right? So I guess we need to make a motion. Somebody needs to make a motion to approve B1.
So moved.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
B1's approved 5-0. Ms. Slayton, B2.
And with that, I would like to add that it's approved with follow-up information on the fourth level survivor.
Thank you.
Okay, for B2, this is a review of the 2010-2011 carryover and unallocated cash report from the collection of the Measure Q funds. And I provided you with an updated report. We had a few changes. Thank you, Chairman Alexander, for going over this so thoroughly. And so we actually wound up with the new report, which...
Storm drain upgrade for this current budget. And I was curious if you can enlighten us on which projects in the pavement management plan and storm plan are going to see this money. My wife.
I don't have that answer for you. Step up here.
I don't have the exact timeline. The streets were outlined in the first section of the pavement management plan that was approved by council. So those are the streets that are going to be targeted. The project's managed under Barry Rands and Public Services. Okay. So the engineering part of it, and that's when we had said, where did the funds go? Well, these are all capital funds run out of the capital projects management.
Okay. I was just hoping we could see some progress during the next 6 months that's actually physical.
I know that we've activated our crew to do some pre-work. There's been some scouting in the first areas. Sorry, I don't have that in front of me to give you the list of the streets. But I think there's most of them are uptown, and they've been scouted, and we're going to be starting the patchwork here in the near future. I think we've got some root work to do with our zipper. So you'll see the miscellaneous expenses to Measure Q. They'll still be in-house. Just supplemental to that program, and I would imagine it's going to be going out to bid, if Mike's heard.
It's not our project, so yeah. I don't know.
So we haven't heard a bid date right now, but we have been preparing for the streets that are on the list.
Okay. Well, I have been very impressed with the pothole patching that I've seen in the downtown and South End, and looking forward to some street surfacing. Thank you.
Elaine, do you have any questions about this?
I do have one question about sidewalks.
Sidewalks?
Does that fall within streets?
Absolutely.
Because I know there's still some really severe issues with the sidewalks from the trees. And I've always felt that was a huge liability for the city. I happen to have one in front of a building that I own, and I've just worried that, you know, it's so severe that somebody would, and I've reported it, and nothing has happened. And I just think that if somebody trips, I know they fixed some of them, but there was actually a piece of cement, like, from here to here that actually fell off, you know, and fell into the street. And I'm wondering, you know, as a liability to the city, if somebody trips on that, you know, where does that fall?
Or grader will try to even out those areas. When it's severe, like you're talking, oftentimes we'll appeal to the city manager's office and request some aid from risk management. And oftentimes, if the risk factor is as high as something that you've described, risk management may be able to step in and help out us financially and support us with those resources. So we address those issues on a priority basis, and if it's this severe, I would hope that we have it in the queue and we'll be acting on this one soon.
Okay. But that, you could be taking it out of this fund? The streets fund?
Well, right now, we've spent all the allocations that we had for the previous year, and right now the monies that you've allocated are into the capital projects, the pavement management plan. So we're, in the general fund, struggling to maintain streets and gutters. And so we'll continue to use in-house staff, and we're doing some work on Market Street, but that's going to be a larger project. And so we've teamed up with the engineering group, and we're targeting that project to try to find some funds and get the tree wells redone and the sidewalk and curb replaced as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike?
I've got a question that doesn't really relate to the agenda item, but it does relate to streets. When we had the episode about 6 weeks ago where the water tank overflowed and we had the mud flow come down Ridgeway and then down Fairview and then down Kings. And first question is, did we back charge that contractor for that cleanup, or was that absorbed by streets or water or some combination of both? I know, Joe, you were involved, and the city employees did a really excellent job of cleaning all that up, but there was a lot of effort put forth. And if that contractor was responsible, as I understand he was, for kicking the switch or whatever happened that caused that tank to overflow in the first place, I'm hoping that he was back charged for that expense.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good question, good observation. We were tasked out with extra street sweeping for our contract. We've got a rate that sends them out on a special cleanup. So I know the water crew was working that site. We assisted with that resource. They took the bill from us, and how they process it back to the contractor or absorb it, I'm not too sure.
So maybe,
yeah, I don't know yet.
You could follow up on that. Yeah.
Additional questions that Mr. Alexander sent you: the unused budget amount for the firefighter personnel, the $68,346 still appears on the carryover reports as fire staff. Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yes, at the council meeting, when we adopted the budget, the council members decided that any excess money from the firefighter each year would annually move into, or I asked them if it could actually be moved into the construction project, and they said yes. When I did the carryover report, I was just moving right along on my lines and didn't pay attention to that fact. And again, that was one that Chairman Alexander brought out. So I added that into the total for the construction of the fire station on the new report that I gave you.
Okay.
That's why, if you'll notice, the firefighter now just has whatever's there for the current year.
Oh, okay. And the $24,000 on the housing element, that also got correctly adjusted and is reflected in the updated carryover report,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. It's actually been added to the available cash.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you.
That's it
for now. My
only comment is I just want to reinforce something that Mr. Glessman pointed out. On this report, there's a little over $2 million of funds that have not been spent yet. And the citizens voted for this sales tax because they wanted to see improvements in the city. And all I can do is stress to the city manager that she stressed to her department heads to try to spend some of this money so the citizens can start seeing smoother streets, better sidewalks, and rather than just having this money continue to accumulate. Those are the only comments that I have. Can I get a motion to approve the carryover report, item B2?
I move that we approve item B2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. B3.
Thank you. B3 is a review of the fiscal year-to-date 2011-12 transactions from the Measure Q fund. This year, we were able to provide transactions through September.
The mayor had questioned an expenditure for Apparatus Bay, and that answer came back this morning, I believe. I just have a question on that. It said that the contract allows the contractor vendor to bill on a adjusted cost basis. So my question would be, is there any term in that contract that limits the liability for the city or limits the amount of time a particular supplier vendor can come back and ask for additional monies on a contract that's, I believe, been completed?
It was my understanding that this was the final billing. So I will have to follow up with Mike Pond on the contract to make sure. But it was my understanding that this was the final.
Or as a suggestion, put an appropriately worded term in there that limits the time. Could the vendor come back a year later and say, oops, I forgot to give you an invoice. Now you need to pay it. So there should be some adequate protection in there.
I'll talk to Mike and find out what was in the contract and see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get
Thank
back
you.
To you in that.
Does anybody else have any questions about B3?
No.
I make a motion that we approve B3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
B3 passes 5-0. The fourth item and last item is a discussion about the report that we're going to make to the City Council.
Yeah, I would just like to mention that we think it was a good idea that a committee member was able to brief the council, and that we'd appreciate that opportunity to continue that precedent this year.
Do you have any comments about the report that I guess I'm going to write and have everybody sign, which is going to be a half page long?
No, I don't think so.
This was a very easy year.
I have one question with regard to communications with council. I think last year we asked that the mayor and council be approached with regard to the 3-minute limitation to see if that could be adjusted.
Good afternoon. Now I get to say something, which makes me feel good for sitting in the audience. We're certainly happy to do that, or I can certainly check with the mayor to see if we can add you as an agenda item under new business. It's really what you prefer to do, either one.
Last year, we were an agenda item under new business, and Susan presented a Measure Q report on the assumption that somebody might want to review our minutes, which is, I realize, a big assumption, but... is there any way that we could have our minutes approved by email, or could they be posted to the city's website as unapproved or draft or something of that nature? Because it is sort of silly that you click on minutes and it's always a year old.
I understand the issue. I'm not favorable of putting draft minutes on the website, but I certainly understand your concern, and 12 months later, I'm surprised you can, you know, if it was me, I'm not sure I could remember even if they were accurate or not. So congratulations on that 12-month memory. Susan and I will spend a little bit of time thinking about how we can do that. The other option is to get you together very briefly to approve the minutes.
We don't want to do that.
Maybe we could do it without being televised.
How about electronically?
I'll check with the city attorney. There might be some concerns with that, but let's see if we can figure out a way to do it, because I concur. That would be nice to get those done and on the website so people can see what you've done.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Andrew.
As far as the report goes, Barbara, would you like to do it again?
I'd be more than happy, unless someone else would like that opportunity.
Well,
good idea.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your, I'll talk fast if there's a 3-minute.
Ms. Slayton, is there anything else we need to discuss that you know of?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I make a motion we adjourn the annual meeting of the District Transaction Tax Committee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.